This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Health authorities in Gaza said on Sunday Israel's military campaign has now killed more than 25,000 Palestinians. In the tent camps of southern Gaza, displaced Palestinians say it's difficult to find the medicine they need for their sick children. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Dr. Imad Kabajay works at European Hospital in Khan Yunis. He told Reuters they have around 1,000 illness cases daily, with access to hospitals difficult for parents. He says they lose children every day due to basic medicine shortages. The situation now critical as temperatures drop in the winter months. A lack of proper housing and heating means families will be vulnerable to cold and pneumonia.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Israel launched its offensive in Gaza after a U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th attack, in which Israeli officials say more than 1,200 Israelis and foreigners were killed and 240 taken hostage. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday rejected conditions presented by Hamas to end the war and release hostages that would include Israel's complete withdrawal and leaving Hamas in power in Gaza. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets across towns and cities in Germany this weekend as the country enters a second week of nationwide protests against the right-wing Alternative for Germany party. In Berlin, organizers estimated around 350,000 people joining a protest in front of the parliamentary building on Sunday, and people were asked to stop joining the process as the influx of people increased.